English.
Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know. Nowadays, the shit surprises me. I guess not. It seems like it's one of those days. Work. I guess not. Okay.
Blog Talk Radio. We back.
Big Boy 20.
What up? It's not your boy Ant Live, it's Nelly. And welcome to the D4 20 Show with your host, Ant Live, our old bitter bastard, Steve Stoner. And all the way from the West Coast, let's not forget, Smoking Joe Rocha. So sit back and get ready. Smoke, smoke to the D4 20 Show.
What up, Blog Talk Radio? It's Thursday night. It's 9 p.m. It's the D420 show. Let's rock, baby.
What up, people? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We have made it another year, okay?
Hello,
Nellope. Hello. Hello. How are you?
What is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution, I said, would be last year, was to put more hands on. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm banging that ass to grab the ass cheeks. You know what I'm saying? Hands on, girl.
What happened? That didn't happen last year.
Well, I said my New Year's resolution for this year.
Oh, for this year you're
going to
do that?
Yeah. I'm going to be more hands-on. I'm going to be more hands-on. I want to, you know, get more stuff going on in my little melding pot. You know what I'm saying? Just do some more things. I got some more ideas. You know what I'm saying? So what is your resolution this year?
Same thing every year.
What would that be?
To lose weight. But
what?
I've lost 10 pounds since
the first. That's what's up. 10 pounds since the first. Let's all give her a round of applause. It's the motherfucking 5 days. I once lost about 60 pounds, and then before I left the mall, the security called me and they found Kyla, so they had brought her back to me. You know what I'm saying? What happened? What you laughing for, dogs? I'm just saying, it was only one time that I dropped that 60 pounds. You know what I'm saying? She was like 5 years old or something like that. It was harder than a motherfucker to want to leave without those 60 pounds, too, let me tell you. Well, it's a brand new year. Got to start some new things. If you guys are listening last week, Steve Stoner may not frequent the show. He's doing double work now. He's working two jobs. Trying to keep his mind off of his ex-girlfriend or whatever the hell she was. And I just told him, I said, when he's ready, when he's got the time, when he's available, he can always call in, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. If not, no, we'll just, you know, wish him good luck and continue doing what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? Smoking Joe should be calling in soon. Once he starts calling in, we'll start getting all into the news and so on that. But Let's bring in the new year, because the new year coming in was quite funny for motherfuckers. Let me just tell you. What's that fucking, you know, that Fox, everybody does a new year countdown. For some reason, all these motherfuckers go to New York, to Times Square, to do themselves a rockin' New Year's. And they had that, what was that fucking, that monkey nigga, I forgot his name.
Oh,
well, we can talk about Mariah too, but we had what's that nigga's name? See if I can find it right quick. Don Lemon, the Lemon Head nigga. That's what I'm talking about. Don Lemon. That faggot nigga on CNN. That nigga that think he knows it all. He's a fag. He's a straight fag nigga. And this year he was doing the New Year's countdown with one of the other girls. And he was getting drunk the whole time. He was drinking the whole time. And the more drunk he got, the more stupid the nigga sounded. And what I mean by that was, this nigga Don Lemon is a fag. So, supposedly he's a fag. Because, yo, let me just tell you, man, a lot of these motherfuckers is so fake. You can't even tell if they're really real or whatever the fuck they are. These niggas, they be on the news, and they'll act like they're fags. They'll dress like fags. They'll walk around like fags. They'll talk like fags. They'll say they're homosexual, blah, blah, blah. And when the cameras is off, these niggas are straight, bro. They're that much of fucking liars. And so this cocksucker is saying, oh, this year my New Year's resolution is I'm going to be more daring. I'm going to find a boyfriend. Right, now, how the fuck are you gay? You ain't got a boyfriend, nigga. How the fuck you don't got a boyfriend? How you know you gay, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Why? Because you took dick up the ass one time. Now all of a sudden you a flaming fag? But you ain't got a man to fuck you regularly? Come on. Come on, nigga. Come on. The nigga gets drunk and he wants to get his nipple pierced. So whatever. He fags out. Literally, he fags out. And they pierce his ear. And he's drunk. The nigga still wants to get his nipples pierced. Yo, the shit was just, you could just tell how fucking ridiculously stupid this faggot nigga was. You know what I'm saying? And it just killed me. I was like, this nigga Don Lemon is a fucking Lemonhead sucker for real. This faggot motherfucker right here. You know what I'm saying? Smoke, smoke! What's up, brother? I can't hear you. I'm getting nothing. Is your mic plugged in? I'm still not getting you. Is it me you cannot hear? Smoke, I opened up your key. I don't hear you. I'm going to continue talking. Jump in whenever you get your mic situated, or jump in whenever you get the chance to. Also, not only did that cocksucker Don Lemon just make himself look like a fucking belligerent dick on fucking watching the New Year's countdown, but then here comes Mariah Carey. Curry, right? It's Curry? Because she lost her Carey name. It's Curry. No, it ain't Curry?
No, it's not Curry.
Well, bitch ain't the real Mariah Carey know how to sing, nigga. I think this bitch is Mariah Curry. You know what I'm saying? I think she's West Indian trying to get in on the motherfucking get down. You know what I'm saying? Just like I think Barack Obama's a sand nigga. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Just trying to get down with the get down. What? What up, man?
I had another phone call on the end. My bad. What's up, my people?
It's not a problem.
West Coast, I'm getting my dabber ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just throwing out the bullshit for New Year's Eve. I don't know if you saw any of the New Year's programs where Mariah Carey lip-synced and everybody's talking about it. Then you got Lemonhead Dom Lemon doing the countdown for, I guess he's doing the countdown for the ball. And the nigga was just getting drunker and drunker, or more drunk and more drunk, that eventually they wind up cutting his microphone because the nigga just started getting belligerent. You know what I'm saying? Talk about 2016 was horrible. It was the worst year of my life. Nigga, please. And then on Twitter and on Facebook, everybody was like, yo, good riddance to 2016. About to buy. And like I said, 2016 is a good fucking year, bro. I don't understand why everybody wants to talk this bullshit about it. It was a horrible year. Yeah, we had a lot of bullshit, but not for nothing. A lot of us came together, you know what I'm saying? A lot of different issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, we may have disagreed about which president we all wanted to see up there, but we all agreed on the fact that we want our rights to stay our rights, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing that, to me, was a big deal, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think it got a lot more people interested in politics. I think that this year, from this stupid-ass president's race, it made a lot more people interested in what's going on in politics. You know what I'm saying? So all in all, I think it was a good year. I think 2017, just like every other year after the last, after the previous, can only be better. You know what I'm saying? Where I want to start at. All right, let's go here. Okay. Well, I don't know if I want to start off here because. All right, let's go here. Okay. I learned something today that made me want to go to Trump's inauguration. I really want to go badly. Okay. From what I'm hearing.
So you're closer to tonight than I am.
Yeah, no doubt. But for the inauguration, there's a DC cannabis group that is pledging to give out 4,000 free joints. 4,000, nigga. All I need is 15. You know what I'm saying? And I think I should be good for the date. Them niggas is giving out 4,000. I don't think 15 should be that much of a problem. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they're going to go get blazed out right there at the inauguration, I really want to go. I think that the D420 show needs to go to cover this. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
I'm going to have to make some calls and see if I open up a PayPal or a motherfucking a GoFundMe or a Patreon or something and have people support this that, you know, we should be out there. They're going to be doing such a big that right there, 4,000 free joints at a presidential inauguration, that is a precedence. And we need to be there to be part of that. So I'm trying to see if I can find out how much tickets are and how do I get involved where I can be at the inauguration. There's supposed to be about 1 million people going to go. Okay.
How many grams do you think is in that joint?
Well, I'm hoping that it ain't like, there ain't a nigga like me rolling the joints. I'm hoping there's a nigga like you rolling the joints. Okay. You know, a nigga with big thick fat thumbs that just has to roll thick big fat joints. You know what I'm saying? Not a nigga like me who I roll these thin ass motherfucking paper thin ass joints that are fucking ridiculous. That's why I stopped rolling joints.
How many joints you said? 400?
4,000.
Oh, 4,000.
4,000.
That's a few pounds. Because if it's just like 1 gram joint, that's at least 448 joints.
Can you imagine that?
Out of a pound. Out of a pound. That's if they're 1 gram joint.
Can you imagine that right there?
Jeez.
Yes, jeez. And what makes me proud is this will be a first-time event in the East Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We've done some reggae festivals, and motherfuckers bring out weed and all that, but we ain't never had 4,000 motherfucking joints. We need to light some shit all at one time, too. You know what I'm saying? Like last year, Henry Repeating Arms, that's the Lover Action Rifle Company, American company. They did this thing called the 1,000 Man Shoot. And they invited 1,000 YouTubers and promotional people and all that to go out to this range for all 1,000 people to be standing side by side to shoot these 22 rifles, you know what I'm saying, all at one time. And that was a world's record, you know what I'm saying. Guinness didn't go because it's guns and they're not into it or whatever, but they just set a world record on that. Now, that was for 2016, and for 2017, it would be great to have 4,000 joints lit at one time. Nigga, that would be some shit. That would be some shit right there, yo. And I can support that. You know what I'm saying? I believe that shit, that would be the shit right there.
Thank you.
And I think about Just now, when I think about like the inauguration, how that's going to start off, I wonder, do you think this cannabis group is doing this, right? They obviously are pulling permits and everything for this, right? Would you think? Right? If they're promoting it, they got to have been given some type of permission to do it, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, damn, just this alone, them doing this, do you think motherfuckers would be getting arrested out there? You think you'd have like 2,000 arrests? You see what I'm saying? Like, here they go. Because right. You know how these motherfuckers are, boy. They one thing, they say one thing and do another. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't Washington legalized?
Yeah, they haven't legalized over there. But I'm just saying, do you think that... I don't think it's legalized for recreational use in the park in public. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do you think they're going to try to do some more bullshit? You know what I'm saying? And flip the Willy
Bobo? It might throw a lockdown on some of y'all.
You know, that would put a hampering on things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
4,000 simple drugs, bud.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I would just think to myself, 4,000 people, and you know there's going to be over 1 million people out there for the inauguration.
Right.
I don't know. I would just hope they leave those people alone. But, you know, just the back of my mind makes me think that, you know, these motherfuckers, they just funny fucks, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They're the type of niggas that are wait a block away from the fucking event, and then start pulling people over, checking them to see who's got what.
I should get some of these people with warrants. Let's give them a free trip. Come in down and get your free trip. Oh, by the way, you have an air warrant. I was watching some shows a long time ago how they used to trick people into, if they had a warrant. That are looking for them, they call them up or give them some message to come down to the so-and-so spot and price, and all it was is come up and here's a pair of handcuffs. So you
I remember some shit like that. Let me just tell you, that's some bullshit, because not only do you get arrested, but you feel stupid because you got yourself arrested. You know what? That's just not even right.
Right.
Yo, nigga, I know I did wrong, and it was only right for you to catch me. But for you to come tell me that I got six free hamburgers, and have me run all the way out there wasting my gas and 6 miles of driving on that car, and to arrest me, I need to sue you motherfuckers.
No doubt.
Word up, because I'll be pissed. Let me just tell you, 6 free hamburgers will make a nigga leave the house. I'm sorry. I know it sounds sad. I know it sounds fat, but 6 free hamburgers, nigga, that's 6 free hamburgers, nigga. That's 3 today, 3 tomorrow, nigga, or 2 today, 2 tomorrow, maybe 2 to barter with. You know what I'm saying, nigga? 6 hamburgers free? Come on, nigga. I know it sounds like, oh, that's $6, nigga. Nah, nigga. That's not $6. Shit. It's a little bit more. And then you imagine them niggas is like, yo, you got 6 burgers and some money to play with? What? I'm going there with the kids, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now you arrested me. I got the kids in the car, nigga. I got the kids in the car.
Wasn't they doing something like that up there in Oregon or something like that, where they were giving out joints for people to come up to clean the parks and shit?
You know where those ideas come from? Call niggas up and have them come and bring themselves in and shit. That's like those things they do for those fucking pedophile niggas. You know what I'm saying? They get the idea from those niggas, because, you know, they get these people texting each other talking about, I'm 8 years old, would you like to come over to my house? These niggas come running.
Oh, yeah.
They come running. Man, where you from? I'm from the middle of the country. Look, it took you 15 hours to drive here. Yes, it did. It took me 15 hours to drive. I got some liquor. She knows she's 8 years old, right? I didn't know that. I wasn't coming here for sex. I just came to drink my liquor and watch. You know, like stupid shit. They're like, yeah, nigga. I guess the answers they give, cops just look at everybody like everybody's fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And this is the year for that shit, though, Smoke. This is the year.
Yeah.
I think it was my I think it was my manager who was trying to explain his ignorance to me. And I was like, yo, this is going to be what this year is all going to be about. Stupid motherfuckers trying to explain their side of view, their point of view. When their point of view is skewed and fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like my boss, this nigga's just a fucking sack of shit, right? He doesn't seem to understand that. The nigga's supposed to be the manager of people in the office, right? So as a manager, you should overlook your crew to make sure that they're doing everything they gotta do. Especially if you have machinery, so that no damage is done to the machinery that you own as the company, correct? So this motherfucker goes back to the back after a whole year of not paying attention to nobody and sees that a couple of the machines we're using, niggas is duct taping the shits together to get them to use. You know what I'm saying? So when I tell him, I go, yo, dude, you're an asshole because you're not back here paying attention. The nigga tried to argue his point on why he's being lazy. But to him, it wasn't being lazy. You know what I'm saying? And I just had to sit back and look at this nigga, and I was like, bro, you are a Democrat. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. You're a Democrat, nigga. You're an idiot fucking explaining your ignorance to another motherfucker instead of stopping and seeing how fucking stupid you are. What do you mean? I was like, you're an asshole, bro. You're going to sit here and give me excuses and reasons why you are not to be on top of motherfuckers to keep shit going correctly? You got to be fucking kidding me, bro. It's like this nigga right here. He, you know, all this bullshit with all the media and all these Democrats and how, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, they stole the race of Clinton. No. Don't lie to our faces. We already see how stupid you are. Lying to our faces, acting like there's an excuse for being this stupid. It's just ridiculous, nigga. Listen, I'm trying to come up with a new song. It's called Niggas Wanna Be Live. Niggas Wanna Be Live on Facebook. Niggas Wanna Be on Facebook Live. I can't understand how stupid niggas are wanting to be on Facebook Live. Let me just give you an example. I don't know, it was a couple months ago where some dude got out of lockdown, came out of jail. I think he was in Chicago, I guess. And he did a Facebook Live, and he's on the corner of his block, like, yo, pipe it up, I'm out, your boy's out, whatever. 5 minutes into this fucking live stream, some nigga shoots his monkey ass. Right? Camera's on the phone, the phone is on the floor, people are running around this guy, oh, God, please don't die. So this dumb nigga put himself on live on Facebook so that people could see him, see where he's at, know where he's at the moment, and he gets his ass shot the fuck up. Then we go into another bitch. Bitch didn't use Facebook Live, but she used Facebook. At the end of the tax season, this dumb bitch takes a picture of the thickest stack of money that the bitch could find, talking about how she's just killing it from welfare, robbing the fucking, the income tax. She's robbing the income tax fund off of welfare and all of that. Bitch, they grab that bitch, they arrest that bitch. Now comes this week. Four ignorant niggas who are being charged with kidnapping, torture, okay, and a bunch of other fucking crimes, I'm sure. Malicious intent, all kinds of crazy shit. And they posted the video on Facebook Live of them beating up this white dude, tied him up, you know, beating him up, slapping him, cut the hair off his head, you know, shoved his face in the toilet to make him drink toilet water, you know, just treat him all shitty and be like, fuck you, you white motherfuckers, and fuck Trump, and blah, blah, blah. Now these four niggas are supposedly in custody. What I'm not grasping is why do niggas think that this Facebook Live is just a fucking stream for friends and family instead of it being a direct stream to the police office? It's at the police precinct, this fucking video. Facebook Live goes straight to the police. The commissioner sits down with coffee and donuts and watches niggas live streaming. So why would you think if you did some shit, you should post it on Facebook Live, you dumb niggers? Tell me why. Just dumb shit. And I'm sure you're going to have motherfuckers coming out here because there was the commissioner. He's the chief of the police or whatever, some black fuck nigga who was like, I don't think it was as much a hate crime as it was young people expressing. And I was like, you know what? You motherfuckers are trying so hard to start a race war that when it happens, you're not going to fucking be happy. You're not. You know what I'm saying? You got these niggas acting like they tortured this white man. Now, let me just tell you something. I rode with nothing but niggas when I was growing up. Okay? Speak some niggas. And when we kidnapped the motherfucker and tortured the nigga, it didn't look nothing like that Facebook Live bullshit. That Facebook Live bullshit looked like an act, like they were pretending. But you got motherfuckers being outraged and going crazy over this shit. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you, if that was actually a kidnapping and a torturing, if that you consider a kidnapping and torturing, then the niggas I know would have been going to the bottom of the jail. They would have dug up some more cement to put the niggas even further low. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't shit. My bad. I just got a text from my daughter. I'm reading. My bad.
Yeah, man.
Hold on 1 second. My bad. And I'm just like, yo, these niggas is stupid because they keep on doing this shit. Why is you recording yourself or recording your friends doing fucking stupid shit?
What's that hip hop, my brother?
Damn, bro. It's just the most ignorant shit in the world, bro.
Just like Red Man says. Again, was it Red Man? What was which one? Music or was that not Red Man? But yeah. Fuck off. Fuck off. Yeah, it's dumb.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then to sit there, it's just stupid, bro. And then you got, you know, of course, white people want to use that as like, oh, look at this. This is a hate crime. Bro, everything that's going on now is absolutely a hate crime. There ain't no if, ands, buts about it, all right? If you get punched in your face, nigga, that's a hate crime. The nigga hates you so much, he'll punch you in your face. Everything in the world is a hate crime. We need to stop this bullshit vernacular that we're using, like hate crimes and this. We need to stop all that bullshit. You know, it's social justice warriors. We need to stop all those bullshit little fucking vernaculars. There was never a such thing as a social justice warrior. None of that shit was ever thought of before. Now that the politicians get involved in stupid shit, they get dumb niggas to do all kinds of stupid shit. And dumb niggas do not see that they are the dumbest niggas in the world. These dumb niggas are sitting there beating up this white boy, right, who's a retard. He ain't even a regular white boy, which is even worse. These niggas are the fakest, pussiest little niggas in the world, right? And when they get kidnapped, them niggas is going to get fucking, skewed, because they're going to get a dick up the ass and a dick in the mouth, and then they're going to get rotated over open fire, okay? These niggas is straight faggots beating up on a retard kid, right? Which they find out that one of those niggas knew this white boy, they were friends, and made it think like this kid was coming over for a sleepover. You know what I'm saying? So these is the pussiest niggas in the world. All this bullshit about, yo, Chicago's crazy. No, the reason that these niggas act out this way is because they're not getting squashed the fuck down when they jump up. You know what I'm saying? Let them niggas try that shit over here in South Florida. So you can see how quick four niggas will hold fucking bullets in their faces. You know what I'm saying? See how quick niggas will hold. If you don't believe me, go grab a Ouija board and go ask Trayvon how many shots that nigga got. Okay? Go ask Mike Brown how many shots that nigga got. All right, niggas, people are not playing with this bullshit. You little niggas want to walk around, all right, because you're fucking piece of shit skank mothers, all right? Want to let you walk around like you're grown men when you're children still. This is the reason why you get killed. A grown man is not going to stand anywhere in the fucking world and let a child think that he's going to bow his chest out and threaten a man. It's not going to happen, bro. It's not going to happen. At the end of the day, that child will be murdered, okay? If you want to consider it murder, that little nigga will be killed, okay? It's just the bottom line. I would not raise my nephews, my children, my sons, and tell them, yo, when you go out the street, you act as tough as you want, and nobody better tell you shit. Because that is an invitation for that little nigga to get killed. And that's the way a lot of those bitches, they treat their kids. Ain't nobody gonna tell you shit. He ain't your daddy. I'll tell you. Hey, son, if you're not gonna send your child out with a bit of respect, the nigga's gonna be disrespected horribly. When he comes back to you, he's gonna come back to you missing something. He's gonna have a hole in him. He's gonna be missing a part. There's gonna be something fucked up when he comes back to you. If that's the way you're gonna send him out there. If you're gonna send him out there with that attitude, that mentality, expect him to come back with a worse, with somebody else that has a worse attitude and mentality, package his little fucking ass up and sends him going. You know what I'm saying? You know, they want to walk around and, yo, you never know, we're going to get killed here and there. All right. Number one, all this gang crime, and this is for everybody, white, black, Hispanic, whatever. Young people, young men, we all grow up and hit a certain point, 16, 15, whatever, where we think we're grown-ass men. Now, we don't have a father there to whoop ass and show us that we ain't all the way grown yet. We're going to slip. Nigga, we're going to slip because we're going to keep on trying to continuously test that theory that I'm a grown-ass man. And eventually, it's going to put me in a position where I'm going to have to act, whether it's going to be in the way of a real grown-ass man or in what I perceive to be a grown-ass man's actions. And it's not going to lead me anywhere good because I'm continuously walking around like, I'm a grown-ass man, I'm a grown-ass man. Niggas, just be children, bro. Enjoy your youth. Enjoy that shit. If you want to swing guns and all that, come see me, nigga. We go to the range and bust shots off, nigga. Have a good fucking time. Come back home after that shit is done. You know what I'm saying? Have a meal. Talk about it. Show videos on that shit. But if you want to just run around the street with your niggas and you want to hold on to a burner just in case, my nigga, you're putting yourself in a situation, like I just said. You're putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be forced to have to be a man. Or act like what you perceive to be a man. So what we need is these skanks, because most of them are skanks, all they worried about is dick in their life, right? When their kids, when they get dick in their life, these bitches don't know nothing about their fucking children. They just want to fucking worry about the nigga they fucking. And all of a sudden, these little niggas is grown men. They got to do for themselves. That's just fucking ridiculous. And as far as all these cops arresting parents for beating on their children, you should arrest the parent who neglects their child in that manner. If you're not going to, I remember, I think it was a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe even three, maybe during the Trayvon shit or something, where they were talking about punishing the parents of repeat offending children. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of just kid, your son goes and he carjacks somebody, right? So we catch him, he's 16, and we put him in juvenile for the allotted amount of time that we can give him. 2 or 3 years in juvenile detention, whatever. Say 2 years in juvenile, or 1 year in juvie, right? The proposal was, why don't you, the parents who are raising this child, hit them with charges. Give them fucking time. This will make those parents pay the fuck attention to what these children are doing. You know what I'm saying? If you got two jobs and all you're doing is worrying about paying the rent over your apartment, and you can't be tied with this 16-year-old boy who's doing his thing, he's going to do whatever he wants to do. Well, bitch, that's your attitude. When he does fuck up, then you need to get locked up too. Because whether you got two, three, four, five jobs, your ultimate responsibility is preparing your child to walk out and interact with other people in the world. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not preparing them and sending them out there ready to interact with the world as a person, then you're not doing your job as the steward of your child. And you should do time. You should get reprimanded. You should lose shit. But we don't do that. So what happens? I watched this video today. Two little Spanish boys, they tried to rob a bodega. They ran out the store. A nigga with a concealed weapon shot them both, and I think they both died. Okay? Now their family is mad and saying that the dude that shot them should go to jail. My sons are not getting justice because they were murdered by a man who's not an officer. Like, all right, so your kid was robbing a place at gunpoint, and when he ran out of the place, he got himself killed for doing this. But you're on the news exclaiming how he was not a bad boy. He was raised great. He was raised with care and love in his heart. But the guy who has a concealed weapon, who it's none of his business what happened, should be going to jail for raising his gun and hurting a child. How stupid is that? But it's not the first. Every dumb fuck, spick, dumb shit nigga, and pole dump trailer trash white motherfuckers family all does that. They act like no matter how shitty their child is or the shit their child has done, it was fucked up for someone else to just take my child out. You gotta be kidding me. Your child is running the street taking liberties from people. That's against the law. And every single person that he does that to has a right to lift a weapon and do harm to that motherfucker. You sent him out there like that. I crack up when I see all this shit. These motherfuckers, their children are doing fucked up, but yet they still want to be like, no, it's not right. No, bitch, you're right. It was not right. Your kid shouldn't have done that. You should have been able to supply your child with whatever he needed that he thought he had to go out in the street and rob for. Okay? Because if he went into a bodega to steal money, he wasn't coming out with thousands of dollars. Okay? He wasn't. So he needed $100 or $200. Bitch, you couldn't bring your kid $100 or $200? Bitch, if you would have brought that money to your kid would be alive right now. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of shit that growing up as adults, raising children, we need to hold ourselves accountable of what our children become when they fucking grow up. You feel me? Smoke, you a nigga that got a kid. So you should, anybody else, you should understand that the most. Because you look at it like this. My son goes out and throws dick in a bitch and gets her pregnant. We don't just walk away, nigga. Because if my son doesn't want to take accountability, I for damn sure I'm going to have to as a man. You know what I'm saying? So I have to show my child that every action gets a reaction. And whatever we do, good or bad, we have to stand behind it. Because that's what men do. We all know we do wrong. We know that everybody does wrong. But a man stands behind what he does wrong. He doesn't run from it. He doesn't make excuses, and he doesn't hide from it. You see what I'm saying? And this is how, as men, we have to raise our children. And it doesn't make a difference if a nigga's locked up or not, because you still get visitation rights. You know what I'm saying? Those kids can come visit you. Those kids can get phone calls from you as many times as you call them. So that bullshit about, oh, my daddy was locked up, nigga, that's bullshit. You, while your daddy was locked up and he was talking to you, he was still talking that shit. Like, what he did was some real nigga shit. And that's going to have you thinking that what he did was some real nigga shit and that you need to follow in his footsteps. That's what's going to happen to you. You know what I'm saying? But if your dad's a real man, he shows you and explains to you, and every time he talks to you, he gives you that feeling like, nigga, I'm there for you for everything you do. But just to let you know, you need to learn from my mistakes as well as I need to learn from my mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, niggas, nobody wants to take accountability. That's the bottom line. Nobody wants to take accountability. Obama goes out there and asks every nigga to vote for Hillary as a personal favor. And then when the bitch loses, he's like, I didn't run, because he doesn't take accountability. Head chief nigga in charge doesn't take fucking accountability of his own shit. How do you expect a nation of niggas to do that? You know what I'm saying? We all do it, nigga. We all do it. We've all been trained to learn how to lie the minute we get caught. You know what I'm saying? It's stupid. I heard this other shit today, and I'm going to start making my phone calls tomorrow, because I was like, this nigga here needs to get harassed. For real. Here in Pembroke Pines, we have a commissioner, Commissioner Schwartz. The nigga put out a proposal that they need to change Jewish Heritage Month into Muslim Heritage Month. This motherfucker straight up is trying to say just like, what is it, Black History Month, Jewish Heritage Month. He want to take their month away from them and give it to the Muslims. Like, we don't have 12 fucking months in the year that we could do that shit. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker right here wrote out a whole shit of how he wants it all. Because of how the Muslim American community has tried to show how peaceful they are and how they stand side by side with us and denouncing terrorism. I've never seen these motherfuckers march, not even down the block. I haven't seen a nigga even step up and tweet that they're against all the Muslim shit that's going on. I haven't seen a Muslim say a goddamn thing about any of the shit that's going on when it comes to Islamic terrorism or radical Islam or all that other bullshit. Instead of saying, which I'm sure, if we had a sect, let's just imagine if those motherfuckers back in Waco, Texas, the Branch Davidians, if those niggas was like, yeah, we're part of Jesus Christ, which they were, and they did some terroristic shit, you think the other Christians would have been like, yeah, but, you know, we don't say nothing? No, they would have been like, yo, we don't recognize them as Christians. They're out there killing in the name of their false prophets and their ideology, and we don't claim them and don't accept them in our religion. You would expect the same in a Muslim. Muslims in Afghanistan, Iraq, and all those other fucking places, they kill each other. These motherfuckers, they just raw-ass niggas. And I think the only reason they're Muslims is just because that's the predominant religion in that country or whatever. And they're just automatically, birthed into that religion or whatever. They may not even believe it. You know what I'm saying? They may just use it. They may just use it as a shield and a way to recruit people. Now, that's fine. But if you're a genuine Muslim, you wouldn't want somebody to taint your religion. You'd actually want to stand up against that nonsense. And when have you seen peaceful Muslims stand up against this nonsense? Never. You never seen that shit, bro. And you get this fucking dude, this Schwartz character, who's talking about, yeah, we need to change the Jewish American holiday to a Muslim. First of all, Jews got problems with Muslims. Muslims hate Jews. And you want to go and take away their heritage month that we provided them with here in America, take it away from them and give it to the Muslims? My nigga, why don't you go
to
the
race war?
No, the fuck the race war. Why don't you go to a fucking, what is that shit? What's the Jewish church? It's a mosque as well? No.
No, a synagogue.
It's a synagogue. Why don't Mr. Schwartz, Commissioner Schwartz, go to a synagogue and pitch that plan to those motherfuckers? And see if he makes it out without getting the shit beat out of his monkey ass. Because I tell you one thing about Jews. Jews will kick your fucking ass. Okay? Especially those black hair, the black hat with the long sideburns, niggas. Those niggas, they kick your ass. Trust me, nigga. I used to watch some niggas kick ass every day. Every day. I used to live on South Beach, my nigga. And I was one of those niggas that I knew all the DJs in the clubs and the bouncers, so I can go to all the clubs free, drink and all that. My nigga, I would go to the clubs every night, come back, walking back home drunk. And in the front of my neighborhood, in front of where I had a condo, it was a Jewish, what do they call them? Hasidic Jew neighborhood. And they used to hang out in the front of their houses, in the front of their buildings. And these niggas beat up so many different niggas, spicks, and all kinds of motherfuckers acting belligerent in front of their shit. I used to crack up all the fucking time. These niggas whip ass, right? They ain't got no fucking problem throwing hands up. Go to their fucking synagogue and talk about, yo, we're going to take away your Jewish Heritage Month and give it to the Muslims. How you feel about that? You know what I'm saying? These niggas is cowards. They do all this fucking bullshit, fake legislation and propaganda just to get people fucking furious, bro. Fucking furious. But the one thing that I read today that kind of made me a little bit more happier is that, you know, that everybody talk about how Trump wants to repeal the Obamacare and this and that. And you know, you've been on the show. You know your boy Steve Stone's premiums have gone back and forth like a motherfucker on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, they overcharged the nigga like crazy. And now this year, they even increased their shit. The GOP wants to defund Obamacare. But along with Obamacare, they want to defund Planned Parenthood. And I think that's a fucking wonderful idea. Because why is money from my tax contribution in this country, why should any of my money go to some whore bitch that wants to keep fucking without condoms to kill babies when she should stop fucking? You know what I'm saying? It's your right to kill your kid, bitch, but it ain't your right to do it with my money. You feel me? I just don't think that a bitch should go out there and be getting all kinds of abortions and regular abortions and frequent abortions because they're fucking free and they're on the taxpayer's dollar. That's fucking stupid. I paid for my fucking abortion out of my fucking cash. Why the fuck is these bum bitches getting free abortions? You see what I'm saying? That Planned Parenthood is a bunch of bullshit. It really ain't there to help women birth their children and raise them right. Because that would be the idea. You think the premise of the name, Planned Parenthood, would be, oh man, I got pregnant and I don't know what to do. They would sit down with you and console you and help you find a way to plan your parenthood. Isn't that what you would think it is?
Yep.
No. Planned Parenthood, no. Niggas, you didn't plan to be a parent. So we gonna wipe this nigga from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. So that right there kind of had me happy. I gotta say, that Planned Parenthood, I don't think, like I said, I don't think that we should be paying for anybody's mistakes like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just not a mistake. You want to go out there and be fucking like a fucking animal, then you should fix yourself. You should wear condoms. You know what I'm saying? Wear, protect your fucking self, damn it. Don't leave yourself open and then be like, well, fuck it, I'll just go down to Planned Parenthood and get an abortion because it don't cost me shit. Fuck you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Sit there like the rest of these bum bitches and have 16 kids. Because nobody wants to abort your fucking children, you dumb fuck. Just kills me how people fucking feel they're entitled to all of our monies. I work hard every day, man. I don't want my money going to anybody else but me, number one. But if it has to go out to somebody else, I want it to be doing something fucking useful. Something helpful. Not something that's just going to make somebody convenient. Fuck you. For that, give me my money, I'll make myself fucking convenient. You know what I'm saying? Make shit convenient for my goddamn self. But I must say, I'm still stuck on this inauguration and the 4,000 joints, nigga. I really am, bro, because I don't even think, and I've been smoking since I was 15, bro. I don't think I smoked for, maybe I have. Yeah.
What?
I was just going to say, I don't think I smoked 4,000 joints, but maybe I have. Still, but it took me a long time to smoke 4,000 joints.
10 pounds of weed.
That's 10 pounds of weed now.
At 1 gram a joint.
That's crazy. You don't think that's crazy, Smoke? I mean, nigga, the reason
that was a few years ago, but I don't know about now, but at one time, I estimated that I probably smoke about 4 pounds a year.
I would say that that's a lot, but I don't know. We smoke so regular that 4 pounds a year probably flies by. You know what I'm saying? Not for nothing. If they're rolling up and giving out 10 pounds of free weed, damn, that's a lot. How much is that in lost revenue?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you're going to be trying to get a permit for this, you're going to promote this, and you're going to give out 10 pounds. Damn, that's a lot of fucking money. A lot of money that they're putting out. A lot.
But when you grow it, it's not really that way. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, you burn up capital. You're growing this shit.
Right, and no doubt.
Most of the So it endures every three months you got a new harvest.
It doesn't
have a day on the
Would you think it's going to be homegrown, or you think it's going to be some shit they probably have for their dispensaries?
That's what the dispensaries did, is to get it from some farm.
Right.
So if they had their own farm, then it ain't no big deal.
Not for curiosity, I would just love to know which farmers grew the weeds. And it would be cool to have a T-shirt that said, I was at the inauguration and I smoked, and have all those fucking names of all the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the shit, the weeds that were growing. You know what I'm saying? I smoked this one, and this one's harvest, and this one, and this, you know what I'm saying? That shit would have been hot. That shit would just be hot.
You know, a farmer who, he grows 40 to 100 plants a year, and they average, 2-3 pounds a piece? You guys do the math. 10 pounds. I mean, since I moved up here, and then getting into it, I mean, I see pounds of weed just go back by mowing, by being fucked up somehow. It's just, it's just like when you start in that pipe, for being on the street, buying dime bags, eights or whatever, you're looking and going, man, that's a lot of money. But when you're a farmer, it's just like 10 pounds is. It's 10 pounds.
Right? I mean, nigga, I could get it. You're a farmer. You're like Cheech and Chong, nigga. You got a fucking whole farm of weed, 10 pounds. It's just, here, nigga, that's charity. I give that shit out. No, of course.
Yeah.
But like you said, to a nigga buying dimes and eights, 10 pounds, you're like, oh, shit, nigga. I don't think I'm doing that in two years, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. So, grow your vegetables. Grow your own weed.
It's going to get there soon. Okay, I told you this was my recipe.
But eventually, it'll get there soon. But then they're going to tell you can't do, they already want to tell you what you can and what you can't grow, But he said it'd be locked down. The government got control of it. Once they figure out how to control it, then it's over with.
I think what's going down, a lot of the shit now, like I said, when I said that everybody's paying attention to politics and shit, that means we're paying attention to what's going on now, what kind of laws they want to pass upon us and shit. And like you just saw, the NDAA got passed, and Obama had the Defense of Propaganda and Disinformation Act that he slipped up in there, which is an attack on our First Amendment rights. Because when you have a YouTube page or you have a Facebook post or whatever, and you want to, let's just say you want to be a newscaster, right? You're around the neighborhood, everybody's telling you what's going on. As an independent, as a personal person, you can do that. You can get on your fucking Facebook and repeat the news and tell people, and motherfuckers can either tune into you, watch you, or not listen to you and watch you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now they want to pass, they just passed that law that if they see you on Facebook or whatever and don't agree with what you're saying, they can go and arrest you and label you as a propagandist. You know what I'm saying? Like you're spreading propaganda. And that's a bunch of bullshit, bro. It's a bunch of bullshit.
I second that.
You know, it's an infringement on our right to speak. If we grew up, Smokey, we grew up here. I grew up here in America. I was born and raised here in America. I grew up to watching in different states those Ku Klux Klan rallies. I remember that they used to be walking through the streets. And the angry white people that didn't agree with them and all the niggas and spicks that were in that town that didn't agree with them would line up on the sidewalks and curse them out as they marched on by, right? Mm-hmm. They had a right. They were preaching their white supremacist bullshit nigga hate, and the niggas and the spicks and the crackers that were on the sidewalk were preaching white supremacist hate. Everybody has a fucking right. Now, with this propaganda shit that Obama just passed, it doesn't allow people to speak their piece. You can be what you want to be. If you can have MTV sit down and do a video of saying, hey, white guys, you know, you could be better this year, blah, blah, blah. And that's okay. Everybody talks about it like it was just tongue-in-cheek. That's ridiculous. You shouldn't be talking like that. But now, let's just say an independent person who calls himself media does a little video like that. Now that person can get arrested legally for spreading propaganda. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And with us, with, like I said, with everybody paying attention to what's going on, we're seeing all this, and we really are going to get to a point where we're going to have to act. You know what I'm saying? It's going to have to be. Why do we want to keep sitting back? Why do we want to keep sitting back and let some niggas that think they're better than us tell us what we can and cannot do? Why do we do that? And then we're going to work hard and give them our money to let them do whatever the fuck they want to do? Obama's flying all over the fucking place, spending millions and millions and millions of dollars. Instead of fucking spending that millions and millions and millions of dollars in the fucking communities where niggas are broke and poor. How is that? I don't get that at all. The nigga takes the Air Force One all the way to the other side of the country, California, to go golfing, and all that shit costs fucking money. They go to the richest restaurants. Them shit ain't free, nigga. They don't get conked. They pay. Okay? So all that motherfucking money that nigga spending, he ain't putting a dollar back into the motherfucking community. Not a dollar. How the fuck niggas don't get upset with that? You see what I'm saying? We're dependent on fucking Walmart to be built in our neighborhoods so that we can get everything we want to get at the prices we can afford. And this nigga straight shitting money out like it ain't a damn thing. You see what I'm saying? But nobody's getting into it. It's going to get to a point where it's just going to blow up, bro. I think everybody's waiting for the dollar to collapse so then everybody really has a way to go about it. But what I think is going to happen is they're going to continue on with this race shit. And then we're going to have an incident. And this incident is going to spark some shit. And it's going to spark some shit where, like, they were talking yesterday or today about Trump tweeting Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel is the mayor of Chicago. When they did their annual toll of how many people murders they had in their city, them niggas have 700 and something murders in the year, which is double or triple from last year. And it's double or triple from New York and Los Angeles. So he tweets the Rahm Emanuel on Twitter. He's like, yo, bro, if you can't do something to fix your city, then maybe you should ask for help, which implying you should call the government, right? The government should come in. What could he do? He could come in with the National Guard and what? What the fuck would a president do with the National Guard, a private army, going into a state to fix their crime? How does that work? How do you fix the crime coming in with an, you know, see what I'm saying? How do you fix that? Even if you came in with a million soldiers, how do you fix the crime? You're gonna have all million soldiers in the street, so now you're gonna militarize and what is that shit? Martial law of the streets, because people won't be able to walk around unless they see soldiers with rifles. That's the implication, right?
All right.
Would we want that? We wouldn't want that. You see what I'm saying?
No.
So slowly and little by little, they try to pose these little things. You know what I'm saying? Which can really be big. If a president came into a state to fix their crime, nigga, that would be unprecedented. That would be fucking, you know, that would be crazy, bro. And we got to start watching all that shit. That's the problem.
What?
We gotta start watching every single thing they do. All these niggas wanna talk about, Donald Trump's a racist. Okay, fuck you. That's fine. So pay attention to him doing shit racially. If he goes and does some shit racially, go put his feet to the fire. But I'm gonna pay attention to everything that they try to pass behind our backs. You see what I'm saying? Everything that when we're sleeping or we're on a holiday, when they're passing it, that's obviously not going to be a good idea. Because they're doing it so that we're not involved. And that was kind of what happened there with the NDAA shit. The
right.
National Defense and Authorization Act has to be re-signed every year. But in the middle of that shit, they sneak in little bills and little laws. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. We got to really put an end to that stuff. That's why I keep screaming. We got to start having our children become our fucking elected officials. You know what I'm saying? Because with our families, our children, we're raising them with the ideology and things that we see and believe in. Only if we get them into office to become politicians can we finally have people that we can understand up in there. You know what I'm saying? Or understand us or whatever. So, I mean, we just got to get at it. Anyway, Smokey, it's already at 10:01. I know, my brother, you got plenty of things to do. So why don't you lead us up out of here, my brother?
On the west side. Catch you out tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., www.kmecradio.org. Going down the bumpiness. And dude, and throwing it down on Saturday night on the flip side, sending them smoke signals from 9 p.m. to midnight. Get unplugged after 10. Catch you out there. www.kradio.org. At Live and LB. Boom. And OBB. I guess we'll see you when we see you and hear you when we hear you.
Yes, sir. Well, Steve, he was going to try to get in tonight, but you see, the problem is that on Thursday nights, he's working both jobs. So I was like, I understand that there's not a need to you know, make you suffer. So, you know, we'll ride it until you either done with both jobs or whatever. I also have been thinking about maybe moving the D420 show to a different talk radio place or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just so we can get a different, we can start doing some new things. Like I said, this year I wanted to put more hands on. So I'm going to start looking into that, see if we can get a different place that'll have more options for us, you know what I'm saying? And that might be a little bit better because, you know, y'all know how the blog talk be trying to fuck us over every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At least three or four times a year they fuck up a show, you know what I'm saying? And I'm paying for this shit. Why the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Why they fucking up my shit? I'm paying for it. So,
right.
You know, we're going to continue doing the blog talk here until I find a different area to move us along into, you know what I'm saying? And maybe I can do something we'll have, it'll be video instead of just audio. That'll be way better, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, we'll get that working. I want to thank my brother Smoking Joe for being my motherfucking right-hand man right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, we want to show mad love to Steve Stoder because he's always been there as well. Right now, he's got to work these two jobs. He needs to pay his bills, so we got to support him by continuing to do the show alone, and when he's available, we'll get him on it. You know what I'm saying? Nella P's always there doing what she's got to do, getting all rude and throwing my business out there. We're going to clear that. We're going to clarify some of that shit this year. This year, we ain't going to have none of that, all right? This year, you're going to either get dumped or trumped, all right? I'm just saying. You're going to get dumped or trumped, people. You know what I'm saying? So this year, you fuck with Ann Lives, your ass going to get dumped or trumped, and that's just the way it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? So for the motherfucking D420 show crew, I want to say Happy New Year once again to everybody. God bless us this year. Hopefully nothing crazier happens. We've had some crazy. Trust me, mother. We've had some crazy. But but we're still going. I want to throw a rest in peace shout out to some friends that have lost people. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stay strong. This year will get us stronger together. And we'll catch everybody next week. And remember, we're trying We're trying to get there to that inauguration, nigga. We trying to be part of 4,000 Joints history, nigga. So if y'all for real, like, I ain't lying, this for real, hit me up. Call us next week on the show. Tell us, be like, yo, nigga, I'm trying to get there too.
Grab another, mail it to me.
If I can get 10 motherfuckers that got $100 each, we can rent the bus, nigga. We rent the bus and go down there and do it up. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up. It's your boy Live, Smoking Joe, Steve Stoner, and LP in the corner. And it's the D420 Show. We catch y'all next week, and we're going to get the hell up out of here tonight. Peace!
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who's been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happy. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.